I think we got to do a better job of just, you know, disguising and, you know, making it look like we come in every play, whatever it may be, you know, and, you know, keep them off balance, not knowing what we're doing.
On return, we talked about that already. What did you learn from the experience this Sunday? I'm to the naked eye and the uneducated. It looks like there may have been too much indecisiveness. Is it much more get it and go on your part?
No, I mean, you know, every game is going to be different. You know, I first got back there for Detroit. I came out with a good one. Unexpectedly, of
course. And then
course,
you lost
your
job.
Nah, it was one of those things that, you know, the guy was looking out for me, Charles was looking out for me. I was doing a lot of plays at the point in time. But, you know, I feel good back here. You know, it's obviously good, you know, to get in and catch about 4, 5 or 6 punts, you know, in one game, you know. Continue to get you ready, you know, for up and coming games. I think I'm ready.
You were talking about the part, you said, you know, prepare for the worst, prepare for the best, whatever. How much does it come up with the old time? People bring his name up and ask, what do you think, and things like that?
Oh, you never, you know, people in this town are never forget great. You know, you're going to hear that all the time, you know, if you go around, that's the first thing somebody asks. You play with Brett Favre, you know, so, you know, like I said, they'll never forget Brett in this town. You know, he was a great guy. And, you know, obviously a great player, so, you know, I have nothing bad to say about it.
People will come up to you and say, hey, you know, but, you know, and negative stuff towards them, and you can do that with the Vikings?
Not really, you know, they're more of, you know, kick the Vikings, but, you know, if you stop far, so they still got respect for far at the same time, you know, if you guys stop far, you know, so he still got his respect, you know, in this town and everywhere else.
Not that you can control it, but you worry him about the Michael Jordan effect, where the more venom that's thrown at him, he rises to the challenge. Like fans really get on him, he seems to always rise.
Oh man, Michael Jordan is my guy. I don't want to even put nobody on his level. You know, so. I mean, Brett has done it for years. You know, he's seen just about everything. You know, obviously, you know. According to the first game, he picked up everything that, you know, we wanted to throw in. We got to do a better job this game. I think we got a better game plan, and, you know, the only thing we got to do now is execute it.
Fred said earlier today that he thought things worked out for both sides, that Panthers have a quarterback of the future. He's got a good situation in Minnesota. Do you kind of see it that way?
I think so. I mean, obviously it was a tough decision, you know, for the organization, you know, when the guy comes that caliber of a player, you know, you always want him to go out on his own terms. But, you know, you got a young guy, you know, who's bound to be great. And, you know, it's time to get him in there and get looks. And, you know, you're the one who just sit back there, get frustrated. You never know how this is going to turn out for the organization. So, you know, they had to make the move that they had to make. And obviously, it was the right choice.